Hello, and it's another episode of the Fish in My Soup with Joan Anulua. Get your friends, get your boo, get your bae, and every story lover you know, for it's about time for another story. Okay, let's get right to it. Fellowship closed. I saw that my angel Emmy is a superstar. I was mad at myself for the fact that I almost snubbed him on the first day we met. I was grateful that he had a kind disposition and helped me get past my wrong preconceived notion of him. I wanted to greet him personally, but I observed a lot of people wanted to have a conversation with him. I saw him pray with some of the people who wanted to see him. Finally, a group of people whom I assume to be other fellowship executives gathered around them while other people waiting to see him left simultaneously. When they dispersed, I was relieved that finally I would get to see him, only for me to get a rude shock. A large number of ladies and a couple of males flocked around him. It was clear that they all wanted to see him. A life of fame, I said to myself. You don't get to have privacy. Everyone wants to see you. I looked at my phone. It was 8:38 p.m. I knew I had to leave as soon as possible since I was staying off campus. It was obvious that Emmy will not be done anytime soon, so I turned to leave. Someone called me back. My heart skipped a beat. Could it be Emmy? I said to myself as I turned back. I am lucky. I am also a first timer. I saw you when you were asked to stand up. I was too shy to stand up. Anyways, can I meet you? With a little disappointment in my tone, I responded. I am Tammy. I observed you from afar. Looks like you're waiting for the president, Loki said. Yeah, you're really observant. Are you a psychologist? Came my answer. He chuckled a little. Maybe a born psychologist. That's why I'm here to study psychology so that I can be certified, he said in between smiles. Well, good for you. I was just about to leave because I stay off campus and it's getting late, came my response. I agree. Let me walk you down. I am his cousin. I'm staying with him temporarily till I get my own accommodation. Wow, there must be a bloodline of kindness in your lineage, came my reply. Of course, the best men with the best hearts belong to my tribe and family alone, Lucky said in between laughter. I couldn't help but laugh too. Lucky walked me to the school gate and stayed with me till I got a bike home. He spoke freely with me like he had known me for years. I realized we were a contrast. I find it difficult to be all out the way he did for me. I was grateful that everyone is not like me. If he was like me, I would have walked to the gate without such comely company. As I reflected on the events of the day, it struck me again that he was Emmy's cousin. There is indeed an iota of truth in the fact that they were nice people in their family, although they weren't the only gentlemen in the whole world. Definitely, isn't it? I was smiling in between my thoughts when I took tea and went to bed. I was typing out my assignment and was about to print it out when I heard my name. Tammy! I turned back surprised. President. Good afternoon. He quickly cut in. Hey, I'm Emmy. Just call me Emmy. Then I nodded in agreement. I was happy when I saw you in the fellowship on Wednesday. I was so busy at the close of service. I'm sorry I couldn't say hi, said Emmy. I called him quickly. Abba. I saw it myself. Anyone would have understood your position because it demands it. Emmy smiled in affirmation. Then he said, do you mind joining me for lunch? I was just leaving for the restaurant behind the shop. Please don't say no because it's the first time I'm asking you to eat with me. I was flattered at Emmy's request. I have never eaten with a guy before, at least a male I was unrelated to by blood. I was brought up in a Christian home, and I uphold the virtues of my faith. I never joined the bandwagon of the boyfriend palaver, although I had a strong crush when I was in secondary school. However, the things I knew did not allow me to deviate from my standards not to keep boyfriends while in secondary school. I was an only girl, and the last person I should have a crush on was a Muslim. I prayed for him every single day to be converted to my own faith, which is a Christian faith. I had always known that no matter how much I liked him, I cannot marry a non-believer. Anyways, that's a story for another day. Emmy asked me what I wanted. I didn't know what to say, so I said anything. I told him I didn't know what they served there. He agreed with me and asked if rice, meat, and plantain was okay. I tried to hide my excitement and I replied, okay. Do you mind a soft drink? Emmy said. I don't like soft drinks, so I declined. Apart from that, I didn't want him to exhaust all his money on me. They served the food and we ate quietly. I wasn't comfortable with the quietness. He received a call from the welfare coordinator, Sister Francisca, who is fondly called Mama in the Lighters Fellowship. He asked her to join him at the restaurant. In few minutes' time, she was there. She wasn't exactly friendly, but I did not take it personal. It is possible she had other urgent things to attend to. I only felt it wouldn't be bad if a welfare coordinator learned to separate personal issues from official issues. I was still going on with my thought when the conversation ended and the president introduced me to her and her to me. As if he knew what was on my mind, he apologized for her not saying hi when she came in. Then she turned and gave me a weak smile and said, oh, sorry. And I gave my own reply and said, no problem, ma. It was clear that our conversation with the president was over, but she stayed. Didn't she know that courtesy demands that she excuse us? If she would not leave, I better leave her and the president. Instead of keeping my thoughts to myself, I spoke out. Emmy, I will be taking my leave now. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you. The mama turned and gave me a knowing look as if to say, babe, that appreciation is too much. Are you looking for attention? I looked at her and took my eyes away. Our attitude got me wondering. Emmy took a portion of his meal and swallowed hard. Then he replied, you're welcome. I look forward to another lunch with you. I want to get to know you. Hearing that, Mama was now taking glances from me to the president. I took my gaze from her and said, okay, sir, bye. I left. I was still thinking about the scene when Tomi called me from afar. We exchanged pleasantries and hugged each other. She accused me of not stopping by to say hi since I left her place. She said she wondered if she had offended me. I tried to explain how busy I was with lectures and assignments. Then she asked me to come for the weekend if I was truly offense-free. I had to agree. Tomi and her roommate went out for rehearsal. It was threatening to rain. I tried to shut the windows so as to prevent the dusty wind when I heard a knock on the door. Mind you, right now, I had actually taken Tommy's invitation and I was already in our house for the weekend. I opened the door and it was Lucky with a pile of clothes. We said each other's name at the same time as I made room for him to enter and dump the clothes on Tommy's bed. Like, seriously, what are you doing in my lodge? This is my second home, Lucky. I stayed with Tommy when I was looking for my own accommodation. Oh, I see, came his response. I stay in the next room. We talked and enjoyed each other's company. Lucky did most of the talking while I listened. We ate rice and stew that Lucky prepared. It was very delicious. He had the hand of a kitchen. So when we say a person has the hand of the kitchen, it means that person is a good cook. He was the only son among three sisters. I got to know that while we talked. So for that reason, it just had to be good. There was a great gap between him and his sisters in terms of his age. His parents set out to have two children, but in the bid to have a male child, they had a third one. Since it was a girl, they agreed to accept their fate. 16 years later, his mom went for a program called Shiloh and sold the seed to God for a male child. And alas, Lucky was born. He had to learn our shores since his sisters had gotten married early and he was about the only child at home. And that is the end of today's episode. I'd like to have your feedback. I'd like to know what you think. It's getting interesting. Lucky is coming into the picture. The president has been there. President has an Emmy, okay? Let's see what happens. Who is actually the fish in the soup? We'll get to know. Remember to follow me on Instagram with Joan Anolua. See you next time.